The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome everybody, and welcome now to the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Patronal Feast Day of the United States, and probably the most misunderstood feast day in our entire church. Great, great misunderstanding about the nature of this feast, and here's hoping nobody here misunderstands this feast day. But on the theory that maybe one or two of you might not know, please pardon me for explaining what this feast day is all about. Okay, see, most people think that the Immaculate Conception refers to the event that we just finished reading right here in our Gospel, in which the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and asked her if she would be the mother of the Messiah. And when Mary said yes, immaculately, Jesus was conceived in her womb. The Immaculate Conception, right? Wrong. That's the Annunciation, ladies and gentlemen. The Immaculate Conception refers to the conception of Mary in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, free from all stain of original sin. It was in 1854 that Pope Pius IX first proclaimed this feast on this day, and when he did, the one who held the book for him was St. John Neumann, Archbishop of Philadelphia. You see, when you're the Pope, you get archbishops to hold the book for you. St. John Neumann held the book when the Pope proclaimed this great, great announcement, and this singular honor was given him for the very simple reason that he happened to be the shortest guy in the room. So you come on forward, you're the shortest guy in the room. But there's a little lesson in that. And that is that God regularly uses the smallest, the least, the seemingly insignificant people of the world to accomplish his greatest works. This is so that no flesh will glory in his sight. This is so it'll be absolutely clear where the power comes from, not from human intelligence, human skill, human wisdom, but from God alone. Little thought experiment for you here today. Imagine for a moment you can go backwards in time, okay? We're going to go backwards in time. We're going to go to the year 1 BC. And we're going to walk down the streets of the city of Rome. We're going to walk up to anybody walking down the streets, and we're going to ask them two questions. First question, name me the most powerful and important person in all the world. And without missing a beat, they would all say to you, "Oh, the most important and powerful person in all the world is Caesar Augustus, mighty Caesar of the Roman Empire." Second question, what's the most important place in all the world? And without skipping a beat, they would say, "Oh, the most important place is the Senate of Rome, seat of power in all the empire. Most important place, most important person. And, you know, by worldly standards, they'd be absolutely right. But would they be right? By God's standards, they couldn't be more wrong. Because who was the most powerful and most important person in all the world but an unknown teenage girl somewhere out on the hinterlands of the Roman Empire in a town nobody had even ever heard of, Nazareth? And where was the most important place in all the world by God's reckoning? It was the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because from there would come the Savior of the world, Christ our Lord, the light of all the nations. Lesson in that for you and me. Little encouragement. You might think that you're insignificant. You might think that you don't really make any power, make any difference in all the world amidst all the movers and the shakers and the powerful people out there shaping the course of world events. But you want to know what? God has always done his greatest work through hiddenness, in secret and in hiding. There was never a more important work God did in greater secrecy than the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. From that moment onward, the die had been cast, our salvation was assured, and nobody knew about it. You know what we learn from that? We learn that every time we say yes to God in silence and in hiddenness, he performs his greatest works, works that will last forever. Jesus once said, "Without me, you can do nothing." He didn't say, "Without me, you can do little." He didn't say, "Without me, you can do less." He said, "Without me, you can do nothing." And what's going to happen to all the mighty works of all the powerful financiers and political movers and shakers from all the world? You know what? After they've made their little splash and their little postage stamp size of history in which they have some influence, their works will come to absolutely nothing. And they're the last people to ever know about it. But every single time we say yes, in silence and in hiddenness, to the power and to the will of God, we make a difference that will last forever and ever and ever. A little thought for you here for the day, for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. May we take a lesson from the Blessed Virgin Mary, a lesson straight out of God's secret playbook, and say yes to the Lord with all of our hearts, calling upon her prayers as we do so. Mary conceived without sin. Pray for us.